This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. New release Thursday.
Ooh. Yes, we are about to catch up with Russ Matthews from Real Dialogue, also The Big Picture, which you can hear at Hope 103.2 on a Monday night, to talk about this new film, Dance Academy.
So, she gets into a ballet school.
In her final audition, slips, breaks her back. Will she ever dance again?
You know, more or less.
Your artistic director, Madeline Moncur.
Have you given any thought to re-auditioning?
I can never dance again.
Tara, I watched you learn to walk again.
Oh, the drama. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, Duncan and Laura. How are you this morning?
Oh, we're doing well, Russ. Now, listen, great. This particular movie sounds exciting for about 50% of the population.
Duncan does not sound enthusiastic about this, but I, for one, love dance movies, and I think it's great.
You know what was fascinating about this, you know, I really went in with low expectations. I have three daughters who love Dance Academy, and so I definitely can appreciate what this show was. Now, some may be confused because they may not have ever seen it or even know that it was a television show originally. And so you may go, oh, well, is this only for the Dance Academy TV show fan base? And I'd say, no, actually, this is a story about Tara Webster, who was the star of the television show, but then also has gone on to her toe-tapping dreams of being in the ballet, but then all of a sudden that's shattered because she had an accident when she was trying out for the National Ballet Troupe. But then she's going to go through this month of rehabilitation to get back to the life that she once had, and it kind of comes down to a point of, does she follow her dreams to New York, and does she follow her dreams to dance, and really what is she willing to sacrifice in the meantime?
Okay. Now, listen, I heard rumors, Russ, that you might have gone along with some other members of Hopeland with those low expectations, but there was a number of guys who walked out going, actually, I really enjoyed this film.
You know, and not that I want to completely, you know, I don't want to do a review for one of my counterparts, Sam Robinson, but to say that we both looked at each other when we were talking about this film, and we both went, oh my word, I'm actually surprised. I like this film. It was honestly an interesting film. It really hit on some key points.
Yeah.
You know, following our dreams, but realizing that sometimes you have to change your dreams because sometimes there's limitations in life. And there's looking at what are you willing to sacrifice for your friends. But then also that many times one of the things that they looked at was in the story was that there are consequences for our actions, both good and bad. And so, I mean, it had kind of the typical kind of TV movie kind of end conclusion to it, but I went in with low bar expectations and came out actually pleasantly surprised at how good the movie was.
Yeah, well, I got to see this one as well, and for me, I realized because it's an Australian story, and normally we see dance movies, big American Step Up, Fame, etc., the old school ones as well. They do set a bar for what a dance movie should look like, but I thought for an Australian feature, which does sometimes, unfortunately, people do go in with those low expectations. I thought it did really well, and I like that it showcased Sydney on the big screen.
Oh, I love that fact. I love the fact that, you know, we were able to see Sydney and also putting it in the world stage, really putting it at the same level with those, you know, she does travel to New York. Tara does travel to New York and sees her friends there and everything. But yeah, really seeing the value and the importance of the dance community or the art community here in Sydney too. So yeah, I enjoyed that too. But I think all in all, I think that it's a good film. You can definitely tell it's the school holidays. It's a good option for, you know, those who are fans, but also those who aren't. You don't necessarily have to have seen the television show to really probably gain something from this movie.
Okay, Russ, give us a score.
You know what? I'm surprised when I give you, it's a solid 3 out of 5. I mean, it was a better film than I thought it was going to be, and actually has some pretty good life lessons, especially for parents who want to kind of even go along and enjoy a dance movie with their daughters or with their family members.
Russ Matthews, thank you very much.
All right, see you at the movies.